Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. In this space, we encourage you to embrace life, every day's moments, the many just the moments you have, or the many just the moments we all get, the good ones, the not so pleasant ones, even the ones we hope never happened, or the ones we could simply skip out on. Yes, all the moments. For the truth is, that is all we will ever get in this lifetime. Moments. A moment here and a moment there. I am Sean N. Graham, host of The Jam Pod. I am a poet, an author, and a speaker. And I truly am honored to show up every week and share what God has laid on my heart, a perspective, a thought, an encouragement, a reminder. You're looking at an introvert and an extrovert all wrapped up in one, a quiet girl who will sit and just observe everything around. Yet I get excited when I'm afforded moments to share what God has laid on my heart, to talk about life's experiences, my perspective, to share my poetry, and to simply just show forth God's mercy, His goodness, and His love for us, His creation. Now, if you are tuning in for the first time, welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. I pray you will find value in what is shared in this space, and that there is a connection from my thoughts to your heart. I also pray that you will tune in every week to check out what's going on the Just a Moment podcast. Check out the new episodes. If you have subscribed, thank you for doing so. If you have not subscribed as yet, I'm inviting you to take that step. And while you're at it, please hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes are available. Now, don't forget, or also remember to please leave me a comment. Share your thoughts, share your perspective on the episodes. I would really love to chit chat with you. And if you have not watched the other episodes, I encourage you to go back, watch them as well. I know you will find value in what God has allowed me to share so far. Share them also with someone else. Encourage someone who might just be going through life in this moment. Life happens to the best of us. Life is not partial at all. So share them with someone who may just need to be reminded that they're loved, that they matter, that they are equipped to handle what this life may send his or her way. But in any event, I want to thank everyone who stops by to check out the Just a Moment podcast every week. From the bottom of my heart, I am truly grateful. I'm not worthy, but God sees in me what I most time fail to see in myself. So I count it an honor and a privilege to show up every week and share what He has laid on my heart. So don't forget that new episodes are available every Tuesday at 9 a.m. wherever you get your podcasts, be it Apple Podcasts, Amazon, RSS.com, YouTube. Check us out. Check out the Just a Moment podcast, 9 a.m. Tuesday mornings. That's Eastern Standard Time. The Just a Moment podcast will be available to you, to me as well. Now, at the beginning of season two, I announced that we will be launching Just a Moment in Prayer on the fourth Saturday in July. The date we mentioned was July 25th. Well, the correct date should be July 26th. The day is still Saturday, but the date was incorrect. So, the correct information should be Saturday, July 26th. It is still the fourth Saturday, but it's July 26th, not the 25th, because that is the Friday. And I really want to shout out to my buddy, the wonderful Lena, who was my first guest here on the podcast. She pointed that out to me. And I just want to say a big thank you, girl. I love that. That is how it should be. We are a community. So I appreciated the fact that she reached out to me and said, Sean, you know, such and such. And I realized we were mentioning the wrong date. So it's July 26th, the fourth Saturday in July, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube Live for Just a Moment in Prayer. We need to pray. Jesus stepped away to pray, to be refreshed, to be poured into, to be strengthened. How much more do we need to step away? So yes, we need to pray. We will gather for a time of encouragement, a time of reflection, and definitely a time of prayer. I'm looking forward to meeting you there. And that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube Live for Just a Moment in Prayer. I also want to remind you to stay tuned for more information on the things that I'm currently working on, some new books, and a whole lot more. Additional information will be forthcoming on that. The title for today's episode is Moving with Confidence. Moving with Confidence. And as I go through, as I share what God has laid on my heart, you will see how it all ties together. In previous episodes, I have been encouraging you to take an adventure, take some away time, okay? From the hustle and bustle to get refreshed, to get revitalized. Take an adventure, take a trip. And now, even though you might not be able to travel out of the country or out of your state, it doesn't matter. I'm certain there are a million and two adventures you could take right there within your own state, right? For me, I live in Georgia, and there are many attractions in Georgia that I have not seen. Many historical places I am yet to visit right here within the state, right? And I have been living here for the past 25 years because when I migrated from Jamaica, this is where I came, and I've been here ever since. I've not lived in another state, right? And so I was saying that to share that you don't have to travel far to step away. If you are not able to get in an airplane to go somewhere, get in the car, get in the train, go on an adventure, right? It doesn't matter even if it's someplace you have visited before. Visit that place again. The important thing is that you are stepping away. You're taking a break, right? Now, back when my daughter was much younger, maybe 4 years old, I think, my then husband, I should say, and I took her to Blue Ridge, Georgia, and we did the Blue Ridge Scenic Railroad ride. We took the train from Georgia into Tennessee. When we got there, we disembarked, we had lunch, and then we checked out the city that we were in. I can't recall the name right now. Checked out the city, and then we got back on the train and took the ride back to Blue Ridge. We had a wonderful time. We had the opportunity to see sections of Georgia and Tennessee that we would not have driven to, because we wouldn't have the need to go through those communities. Now, we sat in the open air coach. It was fun. It was sunny. It was breezy. And let's just say fresh air might not have been the only thing we were getting while sitting in these windowless coaches, but it was okay. It was okay. We got refreshed. We were riding past rivers. We were seeing people in canoes, just having a great time. And so last week, I stepped away for a moment. I went home to Jamaica. I had taken my daughter when she was a year old, and I never got the chance to take her back, even though I had gone a few times over the years. I wasn't able to take her with me. But I wanted her to see Jamaica. I wanted her to experience the sights, the taste, the culture, the beaches, the water, right? I wanted to see where and how I grew up, how we lived, how we ate, and how we traveled. It was so good to be back. I always feel like time slows down when I go back to Jamaica. I would say to my sister or my nephew, what time is it? It's like time was taking its time while we were there. We had a wonderful, wonderful, not long enough, 6 days there. My daughter was in such awe. She was not ready to come back. Take that step away, right? And when we were leaving the countryside, where my mom was, she said to her grandma, see you next year, grandma. She's already looking forward to going back next year. And this time she wants to stay longer. We had a wonderful time in the countryside. I even visited the church I grew up in. It felt so good to be sitting in my childhood church where I learned the books of the Bible, where I memorized the Bible verses and learned how to get to the books of the Bible quickly. I remember playing games such as Sword in Hand. Does anyone remember that? Where you have the Bible, it's all closed, and a group of young kids like myself at the time, maybe 12 to 16 year olds, sitting there, and somebody says Sword in Hand, you have to have your Bible upright, and then somebody do a random shout out of a Bible verse, like they say, Mark 14, verse 9, and when they say go, you have to open the Bible and find it, and the first person to read it gets a point, and whoever ends up with the most points wins the game. Sword in hand. Oh, I remember those days. Beautiful, right? I even met my Sunday school teacher, and one of the young men we did the youth Sundays with, it was just good. Was really good. I can't even start talking about the food. While my daughter enjoyed the real Jamaican patty, it was the mangoes that was calling my name. Oh my word. Look here, my mouth will start drooling if I continue. But we had a great time. We had a great time. You know, I asked my daughter what was the highlight of the trip for her. And she said it was climbing the famous Duns River Falls in Ocho Rios. We had a blast. It was food, fun, and family. We spent time with my mom in the country. We spent some time at the hotel. And we also spent some time with my sister. The different experiences. It was really, really beautiful. So I'm encouraging you, step away. Take some time off. Take some time off. Now, listen to this thing. Even though I was supposed to be on vacation, I still brought my laptop because I wanted to try and get some work done. I'm always preparing for the episodes, for the podcast, and there are so many other things I'm working on. I wanted to get some time to just work on some of the things I had. However, I packed my laptop, packed everything, and did not pick up the adapter to charge it. Oh, it died. So I did not get to do anything. So maybe that was God saying, I really want you to take a break. Didn't get to do anything. But my mind is always running. Whether I have the laptop or not, my mind is always running. And it's while I was there at the hotel and thinking about just a moment in prayer, I thought about how I had been sharing the incorrect date for just a moment in prayer. And all I was thinking about was the confidence with which I was sharing the wrong information. And I started thinking to myself, what if? Just what if I were to take that same confidence and talk about something that is true? Come on now. What if I were to take that same confidence and declare who I am in Christ? To declare what my strengths are. To declare where my abilities lie. Remember, the title is Moving in Confidence. Week after week, I was sharing the wrong date for just a moment in prayer. And I said it so confidently. I encouraged people to show up because I believed what I was saying was the right thing. So what if I were to take that same confidence and declare who God created me to be and to become? To remind myself what I have been equipped with, what I can do, or what I can accomplish. What if we were to move with that same level of confidence to say what we know and then leave everything else to fall in place? You see, had Lena not pointed out the error, I would not have done anything about voicing the correct date. I would have showed up ready on Saturday 26th because in my mind, I'm referencing that date, but I was saying the wrong thing so confidently. I did not even go back to check on what I was saying or what I had said. I left it to just do the work. What am I saying? The same confidence we use to say things about us that are not true. Come on, somebody. We should use that same confidence to speak truth to power over our lives. So when the enemy might have you speaking lies over your life, move with that same confidence to speak God's truth over your life. When you are nothing, speak louder that you are everything. Or when you say you are nothing, speak louder that you are everything in Christ. When you say you don't have it, speak louder that God supplies all of your needs according to His riches in glory. When you say you're not you are the tail, speak louder that you are the head. Right? When you catch yourself saying that you're a borrower, speak even louder that you are a lender. It's time to let the truth ring louder than the lies we have been confidently saying to ourselves and about ourselves. It's time to move with confidence and declare God's truth, not only to us, but to those around us. We need to be declaring truth in our spaces. We have to move in confidence. I'm sitting there at the hotel and I'm just thinking how I boldly expressed the wrong date. Didn't go back to check if it was right because I thought it was right all along. Right all along. Now, the poem I'm going to be sharing today is one I've shared before. I did say I would share a poem on every episode. No, I did not say that I would share a new poem every episode. And so this poem is so fitting for today's episode. I have shared it before. As we move in confidence in this season, I'm encouraging you. I'm challenging you to confess daily who you are in Christ. Move confidently in whom God say you are. Move confidently, knowing God's truth about yourself. And so the poem that I'll be sharing is fitting for today's episode. As we move in confidence in this season, let us confess daily who we are in Christ. And so the poem is titled Daily Confession. It's in my book, Be Inspired Again, Poems, Prose, Praise, and Prayers. And you can find that poem on page 147. And it's titled Daily Confessions. Daily Confessions. We are the righteousness of God, blessed and highly favored. Children of the King, joint heirs with Jesus, above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. We are lenders, never borrowers. We are walking in God's blessings, living out His promises, under His blood and protection, because we are wonderfully and beautifully made in His image. In Him, we lack nothing. We have everything. Daily confessions. Can you speak that poem with confidence over your life as you walk in God's will and in His way? Can you move in confidence in all areas of your life? Walk in confidence. Speak in confidence. Pray in confidence. Live in confidence. Believe that the word of God you are declaring over your life, over your family, over those you are praying for, is true. In spite of what is happening all around you, we have to stand on the word of God. It never falls short. It reaches the highest mountain. It reaches the lowest valley. So it doesn't matter where you are, it will reach you there. It reaches you wherever you are. This is the time to move with confidence. Because if with confidence we can boldly say or share the wrong thing, how much more of an impact can we make if we confidently declare the truth, God's truth, over our lives? That, my friends, that's the thought for this week. We're in the season to embrace life's moments. We're in the season to embrace what life affords. And the essence of this podcast, the Just the Moment podcast, is to share a thought, to share a perspective, to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose, to encourage you, to motivate you, and to remind you right now, right here, that this is the season for you to move with confidence. Move in confidence. Declare boldly God's truth over your circumstances, over your situation, over your life. And watch God work everything out for you. I pray what I've shared connect to something on the inside of you. I pray deep speak to deep. Here on the Just a Moment podcast. Be inspired. Embrace your moments. Good or bad, happy or sad. That is all we get. And so we'll meet again next week, same place, same time on the Just a Moment podcast. The Jam Pod. Remember that new episodes are available Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wherever you get your podcasts or wherever podcasts are available, you can find us there. And don't forget to subscribe and remember to hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the episodes are available. And I will see you also on Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube Live, for Just a Moment in Prayer. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I'm looking forward to praying with you as we pray together, as we share together, as we encourage one another, right? As we stop and take a break for just a moment to petition God's throne, to say thank you for keeping us safe, keeping us in your will, and keeping in your way. I'm excited. People might not get excited to pray, but I get excited to pray. Because any day God brings me into his presence, it's a day worthy of being grateful. So I'm looking forward to meeting you Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard on YouTube Live for Just a Moment in Prayer. Now, don't forget to subscribe if you have not subscribed as yet. And while you're doing that, hit the notification bell so you will be notified once the episodes are available. You can also check out my websites, seanandgraham.net or justamoment.life, and leave us a message there. I want you to always remember that moments that are gone won't come back. Missed moments can never be recaptured. They can never be retrieved. They're gone. So take a hold of your moments. I am taking a hold of mine. I want to walk in them. Take a hold of the moments that life sends your way. Doesn't matter what they are, embrace them. And don't forget, put God first in all that you do. Put God first. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to who God called you, created you to be and to become. Now, wherever this week might find you, remember, it's time to move with confidence. Believe that what God has said about you is true. Speak life, not death. Speak love, not hate. Speak truth and not lies. I'm excited for what God has in store for me. And I pray you are excited for what God has in store for you too as we move in confidence this week as we believe. I'll see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, The Jam Pod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast.